1061 Shea presents The Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
Hey, good morning. That is us. We are back after a week off. And I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Anything happen?
Oh, pretty dull week.
Did we miss anything?
Yeah, anything going on in the world? obviously, we're going to talk about the coronavirus a bit. More just giving you the updates you need.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do our best to tell as many positive stories inside this as possible.
Sure. It's not all doom and gloom.
Nope. And humans being good humans.
Yes, actually, some people in my neighborhood being real nice too.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah. I mean, we all know the negative that's going on. And people love highlighting the terrible behavior of a small percentage of our species.
That makes you feel better about yourself, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take 23 cases of Mountain Dew at once, you know?
I don't think I've had 23 cases of Mountain Dew in my life.
No, probably not.
I don't think I've had 23 Mountain Dews in my life.
Oh, come on now.
No, I don't think I have.
Why would anyone choose Mountain Dew, let alone 23 cases?
Dew, they got all the different, the berry blasts now. Right, they got all the different flavors. I don't mind Mountain Dew.
You hang out on the mountain. That's what I forgot. All right, well, we'll get through it with you. And, well, you know, you got anything you want to share with us? She has lots of ways to do so.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. Back from a week off. And obviously, you know, the world is a different place.
Yeah.
The coronavirus stuff was well underway before we left. Obviously, nowhere near this level of...
No.
Sports had been canceled right before we left.
Yeah. Just like the day we left, I guess Thursday and then Friday.
It seems it's been a lot longer that there's been no sports.
It was
TV.
A long week.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't really minded. I haven't been watching sports as much.
Yeah.
And it really affected my life in no way.
No, you're of all of us, you are definitely the most prepared for this, you know, lifestyle that we're kind of being forced into living.
Like, I got home on Friday.
Yep.
After I bought some supplies, some groceries, a regular amount.
Supplies.
And I didn't leave my property until this morning.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what is the guy? He's got
nowhere to go.
He's got enough space to get his dogs out. He's got a grown-ass son who has his business in their house.
Yeah, he has his life didn't change at all. My wife is a realtor, so she's not really busy, but she generally works from home anyway unless she's going to show houses or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I'm not as easy for me to stay at my house with my guy.
No, but it's not, you're not taking off into crowds and all that.
No, not at all. We find a trail, the most remote trail we can find every day, and go walk it for a bit. He's just got too much energy, and he doesn't watch TV or play video games or any of those things. So yeah.
I played a lot of games on my phone.
You did, hey? You're doing the time. Phone video games?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Oh, just silly things.
Oh,
like. What's it? Not Ball Breaker.
I saw one I thought you'd like.
What is it?
It's does he know they have the World Slap Championships?
Okay.
There's a video game simulation where you just basically slap other dudes as hard as you can.
Oh,
the
that
face.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
What is the one I'm
The
playing?
Commercial starts with actual footage of the slap, right?
Yeah,
I did see that.
You should get on that.
I'm playing, I did a lot of fishing. I'm playing Fishing Championship. So what I did is I would get one of my dining room chairs and sit... I have like a bay window.
Right.
It looks out like into the forest kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I was sitting there. So it was like a nice day. So I was playing fishing on my phone.
You could sit outside. I mean,
it was
you're
cold
allowed
though.
To.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I did a couple times. I have a hammock that's been there. I had a few naps in the hammock.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But it was a chillier day. So you're facing outside, pretending like you're on a boat or on a dock.
It was fun. Yeah. You almost always catch the fish. So it's cool.
I have a game for you, actually. Sorry.
What's that?
Yeah.
Look up Flip Diver. I think you'd like
Flip
that.
Flip Diver?
The guy, he jumps off like he's diving into pools and stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
you might
that.
Like that.
Myself and Jamie have been spending almost every night together online.
Yes.
Really?
Playing Call of Duty Warzone.
Okay.
It's a new free game.
It's a free game. It's like Fortnite, but it's Call of Duty universe, basically.
Sure.
You drop in, fight a whole bunch of random people. I was the most excited last night. Because I spent a little bit of money on the free game. So I could get a guy that is covered in trash.
He's covered in garbage.
Oh.
His camouflage is garbage.
It's just garbage.
It's
Smart.
I don't know why
Chris kept saying, look at me lay down. Look at me lay down.
Can you see me? I'm garbage. Look,
yes,
look.
You look like a pile of garbage.
Look,
great.
It's like real life. Look, I'm garbage. So much fun.
That's amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah, I am running out of things to watch on Netflix and Amazon. I watched like an old Gene Wilder movie on the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
That was pretty funny.
That is a deep dive into boredom.
Was it Charlie in the Chocolate
Factory?
No, that's the only one I know.
No, way older than that.
Oh,
it was from like 1982.
Yeah.
It was See No Evil, Hear No Evil with Richard Pryor, where Gene Wilder is deaf and Richard Pryor is blind. It's pretty funny movie.
Actually pretty funny?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right. Well, yeah. Man, we are.
If you're digging deep,
it's day.
There's one to go for.
Say what? We're running. You're watching Gene Wilder movies? Man. Uh-huh. We better find some hobbies fast.
Yeah.
All right. We got lots of good stories. You know, we're trying to find the best. And, you know, we're going to invite you to do that as well.
Yeah.
Right now, some Rolling Stones. 106.1, Shay. Our mission, I think, we're trying to figure it out as we go along. And if you...
If you haven't noticed, it's a weird time.
It is a weird time.
Like in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we take pride in our honesty on this show, and we honestly are just trying to feel out how to approach it. You know what I mean? Do we just, with all the bad news that's out there, do we just kind of ignore it and sort of focus on the funny or happy stuff?
For people that were listening, we do these hourly news updates, which I'm not doing because I would say the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone whose job it is to do only news is doing that.
Yeah.
So let them do it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. But so I think we sort of decided that we're going to try to stay as positive as possible and focus on the happy stuff, right?
Well, sure. You want to be happy.
Sneak some laughs in there.
It's obviously a daunting thing. Things happen in the world every day.
Yeah.
And people talk about things, but they usually only last. You talk about something for a day or two, maybe a week.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about this for a long time. We already have. We've been on and off. We had a doctor on in January?
Yeah, we did.
I believe. And before it was even a case in Ontario. And
I'm impressed.
And so it's stuck.
And I know it's just because they keep escalating it, but the world's focus, that it's still so hyper-focused on this. It
has to be.
Of course it has to be. But with the attention span of the average human being
these days. That's what I mean, right? It's been around.
I mean, there's people, we're all been asked to social distance.
Right.
Because of this COVID-19. And people are doing different things. Like, did you hear about the guy in France? He ran a marathon.
Like, actually, like out in the streets? Or?
No.
Oh,
on his balcony. Himself.
On his balcony?
Yeah, his balcony looks to be about 20, 30 feet long at most. And
How would he do that?
He would just, it looked like he had some AstroTurf kind of stuff on
it.
Okay. And he was just running back and forth and back and forth. It took him 7 hours.
Seven? I have some
on
audio.
On his balcony? All right, yeah.
42. Genre, le mec a rendu quand même.
It's in French.
He's in France.
Yeah.
He's from France.
No, I know that. But it was just him running the audio.
You know, I speak French in France.
I realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just ran back and forth, took him 7 hours, and he was quite happy about it.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably do that.
You can't run.
No, you couldn't.
Because it's such a short thing. You get a little bit of a break every time you turn around.
No, you couldn't.
No, you have to turn, which causes you to use more muscles.
And you would fall. You'd turn an ankle.
Oh, he wasn't doing back and forths.
What do you mean?
Like he was literally like.
No, but
like
when
he wasn't
you stop
going,
and
touching
turn
the
around
side.
And run.
It wasn't like he was doing suicides in the gym.
Do you realize you just said you could run a marathon?
It's not a marathon. It's on a balcony running back and forth.
He ran the distance of a marathon on his balcony.
I realize that.
So you said you could run a marathon. That's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said.
Because I thought about it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I don't think you did.
I thought about it when I read the story earlier this morning.
The only thing you could do is think about running a marathon.
No. Because a marathon would be so boring.
But you don't think running back and forth on your balcony?
Boring.
A different kind of boring. Because, standing up.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I won't run close to you. I have to social. I'll run the other way.
6 feet of social. Yeah.
They measured. You could do it. Because you're running. But I have to see. I haven't seen the video. Does he do this? Hold on. Is he going to do this?
You just stood up.
Well, I can't move because of the stupid social distancing.
And said, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah. Or did he do this?
No, he turned.
Okay. Well, if he was just doing back and forth, like a stop and then go, you could do that.
You can't
it's
do it.
It's the same thing. We could all do it.
No. James.
It's not the same thing.
You walk up a flight of stairs and you're wheezing. I've seen you.
How from time you to time.
From time to time.
This may go down as one of the silliest things
not,
you've ever
though.
Said.
Like, it's not a timed event. Like, sure, my legs are tired just from doing the demonstration, but I'm not a trained athlete.
You doesn't like matter. I, you just said you could do it.
And I'm not saying this to be, the dumb guy. I'm serious. No, it's not that hard.
The only race you could win right now is backpedaling. That's the only race you could win right now.
It's not that hard. All right. Well, you train.
I can't. You're not allowed to go outside.
No, you do it in your living room. You have a backyard. It's about the length of this guy's balcony. Set up a camera.
Oh, is that big of a balcony?
Well, it's whatever.
It's 30 feet.
Doesn't matter. Oh, I thought it was like a 10-foot balcony.
No.
What'd the difference be? Because it's easier. It's just like 10 steps.
The same distance.
And is the same amount of distance. Stop. You're getting close to the 6 feet you're allowed to get from me, please.
Right, don't spit on Chris.
Yeah. All right.
You know it's different.
It's not.
It's doable.
It's idiotic.
All right. It's 106.
I'm going to go back and self-isolate.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we're going to get a little bit of snow today. 2 to 4 centimeters, they say. Maybe even some freezing drizzle later on tonight.
What are you talking about? Have we been
2020 sucks.
Yeah. Are you reading the right forecast?
I am reading the correct order.
15 the other day.
Yes,
come on,
I know.
Come on.
And then it was 15. Then it was -9 the following day. Yeah.
All right.
March break is over. Now the 2 weeks of self-isolating following March break begins for the kids. Here's a small prediction.
Yeah.
School's over for the year.
Yeah, school's over.
You best start looking up those YouTube videos.
Yeah. Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Which might upset a few people. I'm going to say it. I don't care. With school being, if school is over now,
sure.
Do they lay the teachers off for the next 6 months? Or does the public pay them?
I can.
Just a question.
You'd lay them off, but you'd have to start paying them again, I would think, at the beginning of the summer. They're small checks that they get if they don't defer it to their normal payments.
I don't know how it works, but I just know every other one who's not going to be working for the next 6 months.
There's going to be a lot of people
laid off.
Some people already.
There will probably be no Olympics. Canada has refused to send athletes to the 2020 Games in Tokyo. Australia also not sending a team. They did start the torch run on the weekend.
Yeah.
And people actually lined the streets to watch it.
Yeah.
One of the most asinine things in the world.
It's like, pretty stupid. Just delay it a year. Who cares?
Yeah. Or just don't do the Olympics ever
again.
But it's just
they do them every 4.
Yeah, I know.
I know that they cross sports summer, winter, but they have 4.
But they've changed them in the past.
Yeah.
In 92, they did it in 92 and then 94, the Winter Olympics, just to get them off course of each other. So they weren't the same year.
Yeah.
Just delay it.
Yeah.
And Kenny Rogers died on Friday. The gambler folded them for good.
He did, yeah.
He's 81 years old.
Threw his chips in for the last time.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere.
This is a great song.
Met up with a gambler.
It is a great song.
Absolutely. The soundtrack of my youth. Played a lot of Kenny Rogers in the house.
It's Kenny Rogers, the Traveling Wilburys, and Nana Muscuri. What's her name?
Nana Muscuri. Yeah.
That's what my mom had play in the car constantly.
He began to speak. He said, son, I made a
okay, we don't have to hear the whole thing.
What? I mean, they had that weird plastic surgery, 20 years ago or whatever, where he sort of looked like Asian Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
I was sad when he did that. I'm like, can't he just get old, man?
Did you ever go to a Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yes.
Like, how was the chicken?
Okay.
Was it as great as Seinfeld made it seem?
No.
Okay.
I don't recall if I've ever been to Kenny Rogers Roasters.
On one of my many trips to Florida with my parents, because Kenny Rogers is such a big influence in the Barr household, we made sure to stop at a couple of Kenny Rogers Roasters in between trips.
Oh,
to
your parents
Kmart.
Are fans, were they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, massive. Yeah. All right. Well.
Good, great song. Not my favorite Kenny Rogers song.
Not your favorite.
No, I liked, you ever see the movie Six Pack?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. What? Take some time now that you're going to be.
Six Pack?
It's about a race car driver, and he takes care of.
Oh, Kenny's the driver?
Yeah, and then he takes care of six orphan children.
The two movie references Jason's made in the decade we've known have been this morning. One, a Gene Wilder movie that he watched on the break, and now a Kenny Rogers themed race car movie.
1982 Six Pack.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good movie.
He's a race car driver who's got six kids.
Well, he doesn't have them.
Oh, they're not.
No, no, he takes care of them.
They're foster kids.
They're foster
kids. In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the race car driver.
Wow, he's a double threat.
Yeah.
He's singing. He can sing and act.
Do you want to hear Love Will Turn You Around?
Sure.
It's great.
Yeah, what is this? Seems like
No way. That's got a nice little mandolin on the hook.
Oh, wow.
Here, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He reached out.
Look at him. Isn't this album cover? He looked like normal. You can run, you can hide, never let it
inside. Keep living your life in the dark. It's pretty good.
Anyway, it's good too. Yeah.
My Kenny Rogers library knowledge goes to The Gambler.
Yeah, that's it.
About what about
it.
Coward of the County?
Oh, what a great song that was.
This Coward of the County.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Take the time.
He's bullied, and then he's had enough.
And they touched his woman.
You could have heard a pin drop when he stopped and locked
the
door.
When Tommy
stopped and locked the door, and then he beats the snot out of all
the bullies in the bar.
Yeah.
What about Lady?
Nah, not
And I wasn't a big fan of that.
Oh, that's Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about Islands in the Stream?
No, one of the worst songs ever written.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are all these songs before or after a plastic surgeon stood on the back of his head and just pulled his skin back so tight that
before
his eyes were on the side of his head? All right, can we? To another world. This is Kenny Rogers.
Stop, you ruined it. From one
cover to another. See, Chris,
no.
Stop it.
All right. Chris knows. Okay, no two Kenny Rogers songs.
Anyway, rest in peace, Kenny.
Rip Gambler.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you're talking about. I was facing it. 106 was
Share. You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
With all the hair salons closed, are you cutting your own hair, and how do you think everyone else will look when we finally come out of this?
You'll look fine. You shave your head anyway.
Yeah, I'm good. And I cut my son's hair, so we're good.
If mine starts to get out of hand, I will just shave my head.
Yeah.
And women can just grow long hair. Well, men can grow long hair.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of ladies that are not going to look anything like they do.
No,
I didn't know they were closed. I was seeing people at them on the weekend.
Yeah.
No hair salons. No nail salons, no Botox, none of that stuff.
When did that happen? Like, see, I'm not being like, when?
I don't know if it's officially mandated, but they're shutting it down.
I agree.
And I think they're going to shut it all down officially.
I agree.
Nothing but sort of essential service, actually essential services.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be a mini baby boom in 9 months?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
if I could give you any advice, stop having babies.
Yeah. Population is definitely a problem in what has caused this or spread it so quickly and throughout everybody uncontrollably. But
find other ways to have fun or have fun with the end result.
Yeah,
sure.
Just wrap it up there or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Or do the old... retreat and release.
Yeah. Whoop. That always works, right?
Yeah, it's 100%.
100%. Yeah.
Could you play the song We Are the World? Seems an appropriate song for what's happening in the world. No.
What?
We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah.
Did anyone really like that song? So let's not give in.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to learn it in, I think, grade 8 music.
We had to sing it.
What?
If I believe that's, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just know the words. No, it was Whitney Houston. Is that the same song?
No.
That's a different song.
What was it? We Are the World? Was it like another attempt at the Band-Aid?
What do you mean?
Well, that's what that was.
It was Band-Aid who did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
No.
No.
Anyway.
It was for Africa.
For Africa, yeah.
Yeah.
for starvation when there was that.
Like, it doesn't make Band-Aid? It doesn't make much sense to play it now. Also, go back and listen to it. It wasn't great.
It wasn't that good. It wasn't. And the stars that are in it kind of make me uncomfortable, most of them. Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever been starstruck? If so, meeting which celebrities? No.
Zero. Like, maybe because I don't know. Have you met anybody that you were like super blown away to meet?
No, I think it got ruined for me early.
With Rick Vive?
No. Oh. With Mr. T.
Oh, sorry.
What happened with Mr. T?
Nothing. See, Mr. T was signing autographs at the Toys R Us in Brampton. And we were all lined up, like, literally around the building to get an autograph from Mr. T.
How old were you?
Nine, maybe.
Did you shave your head in that weird mohawk? And
no.
Did you have the feather earrings? And the
no, I didn't.
47 gold chains or whatever?
But he cut it
cut
early.
Cut off jean vest?
Like, there were too many people, and he left early.
What?
And... we didn't get, I didn't get to see
you
Mr.
didn't get
T.
to meet Mr. T.
So I was irritated.
But so he didn't even stay the allotted amount of time he was supposed to stay, or was there no real amount
it was
of time?
Some time ago.
Did your parents bring you late?
No.
You were early.
In line.
How deep?
Like, how many kids were left?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah. I think they had more of a turnout than they thought.
Ah, okay.
They would have.
Okay.
Looking back on it now, and so since then, I just haven't
cared about celebrities.
Cared about celebrities.
Your first Uber celebrity crush, and not in a sexual way, but
no,
fascination.
Mr. T was my guy. Man.
Broke your heart.
Yeah,
and then Rick Vive after that.
No, Rick Vive. I got his autograph at Collegiate Sports in the Bramley City Center. I did. He signed a stick for me.
We met Rick Vive later in life, and that's what ruined it for us.
I met him.
We
love
Rick.
Yeah, Rick's a good guy, but
Yeah, he's
I had confused. I knew you had lined up for an autograph. I had confused.
Well,
Mr.
thanks,
Mr. T.
Yeah, only two times I lined up for an autograph. One was
look
Mr.
what
T.
you did, Mr. T.
Yeah, Rick Vive may have been before.
You
Mr.
made
T.
Jason who he is today.
That's thanks, it. Mr.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Fool,
Lawrence Turode.
Is that his name?
Yeah, it's his name. He's still alive. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, no,
still jibba jabbing.
I have there's a high school picture of him here. He looks exactly like my friend Adam Lecker, except he's black.
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually, Mr. T,
so not exactly.
To show what a good guy
but
it's I am.
The exact same dude.
Yeah, for what a good guy you are.
I still, I don't mind him. He does like an AFV type show, or did at some point.
Right.
Called World's Biggest Fools or something like that.
Don't let him slide. Don't let him slide.
That's fine.
He broke your childhood heart.
It's actually pretty funny. He calls, running fools.
Does he always say, I pity the fool?
Like, of course he does.
Of every video.
What else does he say? Ever. It's all he's got.
Skateboarding fools. Like, it's all.
He didn't even write that line.
I guess not.
Mr. T.
Remember when he beat up Super Dave?
I do.
We can't say the thing Super Dave told him that used to be on
just
public
let it go.
Television.
Let it go. Let's focus on Mr. T being a jerk and breaking Jason's heart.
Point was, I've never been starstruck.
Yeah, there you go. That's the point.
And don't be. They're just people.
That is it for another edition of...
The Biggs and Bar Show. Weekday mornings on Shay. And after the show, we kick off a 2-hour rock ride.
Hey, it's Biggs and Bar Show. Good morning. We're about an hour away. I know that sounds like it's a long time, but you're probably not doing much.
No, I did learn over the past week that an hour could last longer than an hour.
Yeah,
least feel like it.
Like eternity.
Yeah.
But at 8 a.m. this morning, you have a chance to get into our Get Rich Quick scheme.
Yeah, we're giving away $1,000 a day?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. And 4 chances a day to win. But 8 a.m. is the next time to get rich quick. I don't know if a G makes you rich, but...
better than a kick in the ass.
Yeah. Or a cough in the mouth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that should be the new saying.
Yeah, better than a cough in the mouth.
Yeah. But it's
really anything accurate. Unwanted in your mouth is bad.
Yes, but currently a cough. Yeah. I mean, someone ran up to me and was like, I was yawning. I'd be really upset about it.
Yeah.
I'd be really upset.
Like pretty much any given day that would bother me.
Yes.
What would you be more upset about? While you were yawning, someone comes and coughs in your mouth.
Don't say what I think.
Or a sick person comes and puts their finger all up in your mouth.
Like touches your tongue.
Touch your tongue and the sides of your mouth. No, you have to pick. What would you rather?
Well, is the cough person, do we know if they're sick or not? Or is it just like a random, well, we
still
don't know?
Still gross.
You're taking it, you're rolling the dice.
Rolling it? Well, then obviously roll the dice on like him being sick or not.
Okay.
Then the for sure sick person, A, entering my mouth with their finger, and B, being sick while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like what sickness though? Like the flu?
You don't know. They could just have the common cold.
Just the common
cold? It could. Right. It could range from everything. From that to...
So I'm rolling dice in the sickness, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that initially, though. It changes the whole scenario.
I think the point is that in about an hour or so, we're giving away your chance to win $1,000.
You're right.
That's the point.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show, good morning. It's normally our slot for our contest, but we have no prizing because all the prizing had to do with going to concerts or going on trips, and we don't have any of that right now, obviously, with the world the way it is. So we're going to see if you still want to play just for poops and giggles, if you will.
Yeah, we got a couple calls to make us laugh.
All right. So today's contest is called Make Us Laugh. You have 10 seconds to do so, and we just keep firing through people until someone does, and then they win. The high fives, not even real high fives.
No, virtual.
Because we can't touch anybody. Mm-hmm. But, all right. So, are we guys going to get see how it goes today?
Let's go.
Hey, all right. Good morning. Make us laugh. You have 10 seconds. Go.
Taking the Christmas tree lights down, slip and fall, can't get up off the ground. Guy's wife and his husband driving the laneway. Come in to help me.
Sorry. Clock's up. You got to get 10 seconds. This isn't story time.
No,
this is make us laugh.
Nice.
All right. Good morning, Shay. Make us laugh. Go.
It was so cold last night. I had to bust up my piano for firewood, and it barely got a chord out of it.
I see. Telling jokes.
He almost had me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Jamie's a sucker for the puns.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's been off for a week.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you ready?
All set. Let's go.
Go.
Police pulled me over. Are you even drinking? No, I quit. What's that lots blue label doing on your forehead? That's my patch.
I see. You put a label for the beer on its forehead. It was a patch.
Like a nicotine patch type
idea? Yeah, Labatt Blue.
Well, you got more.
I thought it was sounding like a pirate. Like you had a pirate.
Labatt, by the way, starting to make hand sanitizer.
Yeah, they are.
After all the nice small local companies were doing it.
Yeah. Like, we got to get the press, too. Yeah. But anyways, hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stefan.
You got 10 seconds. You ready?
Hold on. Let me catch my breath. My son came up with this one.
Okay, go.
Why do Chinese children don't believe in Santa Claus? Because they're the ones making the toys.
Because of cheap labor in China.
Oh, right,
China sweat factories.
It's true.
Yeah, sweatshops.
Yeah.
Should pay those kids more.
They probably should pay those kids more. Or maybe not have children in labor or wet markets. Just some world improving ideas.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You guys want to laugh?
Yeah,
you got 10 seconds.
I'll make
go.
That. Vermouth, you can't handle vermouth.
Yeah, you tried that. You won with that, I believe.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So you tried it again, huh?
I think we're just...
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
I didn't mean to make him sad.
Nah.
No.
You should have more than one joke in 2 weeks. So,
you would think.
Yeah.
You would think you've had 2 weeks to get another one.
And then he used the same one that he already won.
He did
with.
Make us laugh just after the 10 seconds.
It doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Make us laugh. Go.
You better get a goddamn job before nightfall, or I'm going to send you off to boarding school with such a
Chris is laughing.
All right.
Yeah, I guess he will.
I have no idea what he was saying. I don't even know. Zero idea.
I just heard, goddamn job. That's what got Chris. Wow. I'm so mad that guy made you laugh.
Because who says goddamn like that for real?
Yeah.
Like, we always say it joking around, like, goddamn, get in here.
Yeah.
But people actually speak like that.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Bill.
Bill, you've won nothing. But
you won nothing.
Yeah, just playing for pride, bro. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Playing for pride. I'm proud. I'm proud.
And I hope what you said wasn't horrendous because we didn't even hear it. So it could have been the most.
It was a quote from an old Cheech and Chong album many years ago.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right, Bill.
No problem.
I'll tell you to hold on, but there's no reason to. You didn't win anything. Take care, but wash your hands.
All right. Yeah, wash your hands. Yeah. All right. Oh,
well, that was fun. Yeah, good time. Yeah, people calling for fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. We can keep going. Eh? We can keep doing it. Trying tomorrow. What's the joke text? They'll do that tomorrow.
Sure. You know what, Chris? We're all in this together.
We are. Yeah, we are. Until it really gets rough. Then everybody's going to be on their own. You see. But for now.
I've started already.
For now, we're all in it together. Man. But should we be like filling the basement with weapons and stuff? Should we be like getting
like I said, I started.
Okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the weather people say we're going to get a bit of snow today, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow. So maybe even some freezing drizzle later on tonight. March break over for the children. Haha, not really. It's now onto the 2 weeks of self-isolating following the March break for anyone that went away. But basically anyone. My guess is that that 2 weeks is going to turn into another 4.
But Quebec did May. Six. They said they'll come back May 4th.
Yeah.
So I could see Ontario kind of matching that date.
Yeah.
All of it, again, tentative.
And then on May 3rd or May 4th, we're done. Just learn on YouTube.
Yeah.
There will probably be no Olympics. Canada, the first nation to refuse to send athletes to the 2020 Games in Tokyo, followed by Australia. They are not sending anybody either.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense,
I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense at the best of times.
I know. I know you're not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan of the Olympics.
Jamie, are you...
Don't even get me started on the Olympics. Yeah, I love the Olympics.
You are an Olympic fan, so is this...
Are you destroyed that it might be delayed?
Well, I'm just destroyed in general. There's you guys know I'm a sports guy. I didn't know I watched that much or pay attention that much to sports.
So
there's been nothing on it.
Yeah.
So I found other things, obviously, because I'm not a dullard.
My friend Lance, who is the biggest sports fan maybe on the planet Earth, realized that he had a wife.
Really, eh?
Once they canceled sports.
Who are you?
Yeah. I realized I didn't really care about sports that much.
Yeah.
I liked hockey.
I miss hockey a little bit.
That's it. I got over it.
Yeah.
And despite the reassurances of stores and supply chain people that we have enough of pretty much everything, people still... trying to buy up all the toilet paper for a virus that doesn't even make you poo more.
It's real strange.
Florida, no exception. There was a story of a couple who went into the Dollar Tree, with like a Dollarama here.
Yeah.
And bought up all the...
like a whole skid almost,
paper,
right?
Wiping product.
That's got to be high-quality product, too, if you're buying it at the Dollar Tree.
Do they even sell 2-ply at the Dollar Tree, or is it all
single ply?
Single ply.
Sure.
Well, then you need a lot of it.
Do they make single ply toilet paper?
Sure. Oh,
really?
But like thin.
Yeah.
Stuff that
usually
does more bad than good.
Yeah, and then you just end up spending more money on soap because you got to wash your hands. There's audio of the...
Yeah, some lady caught them coming out of the store and was none too pleased about it.
Hi. Look at this wonderful woman who just told me to go F myself and mind my own effing business, who just bought the entire store of paper towels, toilet paper. Oh, it's going to go viral. Too bad I didn't get her when she was freaking out and yelling at me.
I have a video inside the store. They sold it to me.
Yeah, I see that. This is what we get. What street corner should I go to buy it from you?
The one you hook her on.
Oh, the one I'm the hooker on.
That's pretty good. That was a good chirp.
Pretty good comeback.
The one you're a hooker on.
Yeah. It was very fast. It was like tap, tap. That was nice. But don't be a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Look, I don't understand. I know most of the world's confused about the toilet paper.
Sure.
Well, but just any product. Like.
Yeah. People anticipating the 2-week quarantine, I guess.
Like,
but how much
you're buying enough for 6 months?
I have noticed that I was consciously conserving it too, because I don't really have much at home.
Yeah.
I thought I started last week. I had 8 rolls in my cupboard, like Costco size rolls.
Yeah. Good solid roll.
There's 3 of us that live in the house.
Mm.
I still have 6.
Wow.
We're fine. I've been
not be getting your fiber
economical with my tickets.
Yeah.
You know.
You're doing the single piece?
No, you can't do single.
Jeez.
Yeah, yep. So gently, second piece.
You fold it into the size of a wrapper if you
I'll do like three or four.
Folds?
Three or four tickets.
Oh.
Yeah. Give it a little fold so it doesn't. And then I.
What do you mean? Wrapping over there?
Four tickets?
Well, would you? How do you
layer
use
them properly if you're not wasting them on the back of your hand? The problem when you wrap is you're wasting toilet paper on the back. Yeah.
You can't wrap.
What? How many do you use? More than four?
More than four, I would think. And you guys know me, I go once in a while.
Yeah, you're the reason for the shortage.
Yeah, you're a champion.
There's no shortage.
There's no shortage. I am the champion. And even I am not going through that many.
Yeah.
Well, because yours are all liquid.
Seven times
yours are all liquid. If you just sit there long enough, it dries.
True.
You don't have any sort of fibrous material.
And the luxury of being at home, like I did, I will admit, I don't want to get graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, whatever.
I will admit.
Science, man.
I mean, in my bathroom.
No one's listening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Everyone's sleeping right now. I would be, too.
Yeah.
I'm in my bathroom in my home, which also has a shower. So I thought, this one's a little on the messy side. I'm just going to hop in the shower.
You didn't.
You did not.
Oh, no. I wiped. And then just to make sure.
I was going to welcome you to the team.
Yeah, no. No, I didn't poo
what
in the shower.
Team? I thought he
I didn't
the
poo
shower.
There's
shower
no team.
Well, there would be a team.
No.
Be two on one in this room. No.
That's not a team. Is that something you gather around and compete
team
in?
That's where your mind went to. I said I hopped in the shower. And you thought that I just forewent the toilet and just pooed in the shower?
If you rewind your words. If you rewind your words, you said this one
was kind of messy.
Was kind of messy. I thought you were
pre-thinking. How would I know it was going to be messy?
You can tell.
Don't argue with the king.
Yeah, don't.
There's no.
That is his throne. There's no.
I guess so. There's no shortage of toilet paper.
No.
We'll all be fine.
No.
Yes. Yes. And there's no shortage of supply lines and food and everything. Just stop hoarding and the shelves will fill again. Stop it.
Not much meat on the shelves, I'll say that.
Just buy like regular.
I got a spot.
You got a spot?
Always
don't tell anybody.
No, I'm not telling. I'm not sharing because some psycho's going to go hoard it all.
Yeah.
Just have to take what you need for a few weeks. Do your regular shops. We'll all be fine. It's 106.1 show.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Part of our mission, we feel here, is to spread good news when it happens and highlight the good in folk, especially times like this. And the local distilleries are standing up and doing some good work.
Making some alcohol sanitizer mixes for
different levels. Some people are doing hand sanitizer stuff. Other people are doing just straight alcohol for the hospitals. Like they can use,
to clean their stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I know Vodcow in Almont.
They brought us that vodka milk stuff, right? Yeah.
And O'Kenny Craft Spirits in Pembroke.
Yeah, ton of local spots. The big brewers are jumping in too. Labatt's is doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Ford government said, hey, if you have a business that could help, please.
Well,
help
this is
us
what's
going to
happen,
right?
Because they're not going to be making a whole lot of sales in a lot of different industries.
Well, we should point out that these places, I believe, for the most part, are doing it free of charge.
Are donating it,
They're donating it. So if you're in the market for some alcohol and you want to help out these companies that are helping other people out, just buy some
product
of their booze.
Buy their product, for sure. The other shout-out I want to do quickly was to truck drivers. Because they will not. They'll be an essential service, so they're not going to get a break. And because we need the supply lines running, we need our society to continue. We need food and stuff like that.
But you were saying there's a problem with them eating.
They can't find food when they're on the road because all the restaurant parts of drive-thrus are closed, and they can't bring their trucks to the drive-through. And there's been signs I've seen them on the couple drive-thrus I've gone through over the last week that say, no pedestrians allowed. Please, only cars.
Right.
So. The truck drivers are having trouble eating because we can't find. Now, you think the truck stops where they fuel up.
Yeah, but that's a restaurant.
I know, but you think they can figure out some way to service?
Some way of doing it.
Or like an order ahead kind of thing or.
Something. I know it sounds like a small problem, but these people are the ones.
Eat.
And they're keeping the planet moving, right? Yeah. So, literally. I mean, I don't know if it's being addressed, but we need to find a way to feed these ladies and gents. But,
Yeah, it's something you would never have. You'd never have think of that little thing. You know what I mean? You just think, there are people out there. They're doing their job, but they got to get food. Yeah.
And what I've actually I've been pretty impressed by some of the local craft breweries around here.
Yeah.
Doing home delivery and stuff. They've been great. They got websites set up. You can order it. We give them your credit card on the website, and they'll bring it to you that day.
That's all right.
I know Overflow is doing it in Ottawa. Ridge Rock and Carp is doing it. I mean, pretty much all of them. Big Rig, I think, is doing it.
They
got to
stay alive too, right? You know.
Well, what industry besides maybe the travel industry is going to be? Is going to be that food and beverage industry, right?
Restaurants,
like,
already
restaurants.
Rocked.
It's crazy.
Rocked.
Like it's already a tough go at it.
Yeah.
In that industry, and then this happens.
Now, our fearless leaders are back in session tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
Hopefully, they can get this stuff pushed through so these people can access some money.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, some businesses are going to fail. It's just, it's awful to say, but it is the truth. But hopefully we can keep as many rolling. And remember the ones that step up, whether big or small.
Absolutely.
Remember when this is all done, and because it will end, when it is all over and we are, you know, sort of trying to get back to the norms that we all like. Yeah. Remember the companies that took care of their employees, big or small, or tried. Not easy for the small companies, but you know, remember the ones that did, like, actually do that and support the good companies. It's the only way to sort of change this, you know, because there's some massively rich, wealthy human beings
that we haven't really heard from
that are doing nothing and companies that are doing nothing and forcing their, like, it's just, it's
all those disgusting. Celebrities are singing songs on their Instagram. Come on, guys, that's gonna help.
A guy worth $400 million or a lady worth $400 million singing me a song? Man, that makes me feel better.
That's great. She was in the tub.
She was in the bathtub. Come on. Madonna, you're garbage.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show. Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Hey, it's time for Auto What. Auto What.
You would call 613-750-1061, and we'll take... Caller,
six.
You can take six. Sure.
Let's just take one.
Take the first caller through.
Let's just take the
first. All right. Take the first caller through. Wow. Here we go.
All right.
First caller. Is.
Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Robin.
Hey, Robin. Do you know how the contest works?
I do indeed.
All right. We will repeat it anyways for those who don't. You get five questions. You have to answer in 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each question is locked in, and you don't know if they're right or wrong to the end. All right, Robin.
Bring it on.
Okay. All right. Your time will start after I ask the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state is home to Tinker Air Force Base, America's second largest Air Force base?
Oklahoma.
What sport do the Atlanta Hawks play when not on a mandated league shutdown due to COVID-19?
Basketball.
What cheese was traditionally used in macaroni and cheese before being switched to cheddar in America?
Mozzarella.
What city are the yet-to-be-canceled 2020 Summer Olympics being held?
Robin?
Did we lose you?
We lost him.
Oh, wow.
Well, it doesn't matter because he got one wrong anyway.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, you're there.
You're there.
What happened?
Yeah, you were...
Not sure.
Okay. Well, you got one wrong.
You got one wrong anyway, so you didn't win.
Which one did you get wrong?
Well, you didn't answer the 2020 Summer Olympic Games being in Tokyo, so that was
wrong. I didn't. Okay.
The cheese that was traditionally used in macaroni and cheese before being switched to cheddar in America, according to Jamie, who writes the questions, was Parmesan.
Yeah.
Yep. The Atlanta Hawks do play basketball.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Bye,
thanks.
Robin.
Hey, Robin. Atlanta Hawks do play basketball, and the U.S. state that is home to Tinker Air Force Base is indeed...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
So what's our total cash monies up to?
We're up to $480 now.
All right.
Holy.
Wow, you're excited.
For tomorrow.
That's quite the exhale there.
Holy.
Okay. Could you keep your exhaling to a minimum?
Can you keep your exhaling to a six-foot radius, please?
Thank you.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the weather people said we would be getting a little bit of snow today, and they were right.
Wow.
It's already started. 2 to 4 centimeters, maybe even some freezing drizzle later on tonight. The 2 weeks of self-isolating after March break have begun for the students. So do it. Don't you've come back from another country.
Yeah.
As I know some people have.
Yes.
Don't go around in crowds and gather with other people.
Just automatically isolate yourself.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. Just do it.
Even if you haven't been anywhere, I would do it.
Yep.
It's very peaceful.
I saw a thing, and I think a lot of people are passing on the same message. Act as if you have it.
Yes.
As if you have the coronavirus. Act as if it's in you and what you would do to not give it to other people.
Yes. And then that's much safer.
Yeah. So, good idea. Keeping yourself busy becoming tough, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Some folk, you guys busted into board games yet or what?
No.
Yes.
I'm not big on the board games.
You don't do them?
No.
Well, you don't have really a board game crew. There's only three.
I have tons of board games in my house.
Yeah, yeah. What was your jam? Like in your day? Back in your prime?
Scrabble, I guess.
Yeah.
I was playing Scrabble.
You don't.
I got into a little Scrabble squabble, if you would, with my wife.
Yeah.
Surprise, we're still married, to be honest.
A Scrabble squabble.
Scrabble squabble.
Yeah. Now I lost. So there's a big asterisk beside her victory.
And where?
What, you record it?
No, but do you know the do you know the rules of Scrabble?
Well, basic.
Are you confident? The basic rules,
yeah.
Right? So here's what happened. I'm going to do my best to explain this without actually showing you because, of course, we're on the radio. There was a word.
Wow. Story time with Jamie always takes forever to get going.
Well, I would be into it. I'd be half done if you didn't interrupt me. So there was a word that was on the, it started on the second row of squares. So it wasn't at the top of the board.
Okay.
Okay. So the triple word score square.
Yes.
Was not used.
Above and to the right by one square of a certain word, okay?
Okay.
I had a word that I could fulfill that triple word score square and match beside the other word as well as equaling. There was words everywhere.
I'm lost.
Every square I put down, there was going to be a word.
Okay.
God, and it's so hard to explain.
So when you put all your letters down,
everything
you're adding on to other words, but it all made sense.
I added on to one word that was going up and down.
Yeah.
I added on going up and down.
What was the word going up and down?
It doesn't matter. The word I was going to use was hog.
Like H-O-G?
H-O-G.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a legitimate word.
Or pig. One of the two.
You don't remember?
Because and then the other word was life or something.
Okay, so what's the trouble?
The trouble is, she said, no, you can't put that there because your word doesn't start on a word that was previously there.
What do you mean?
Because, as I've said, I was a square down.
I have no idea what's
here's,
going on.
I'm going to use my fingers.
This is the worst radio break ever.
I know, yeah. I apologize.
This is terrible.
I realize how difficult this might be to listen to, but bear with.
Okay.
Jason's going to see my visual, and he's going to help explain it because he's a wordsmith. Here is a word.
Okay.
Up and down, okay?
Yeah. Right.
I put my word here.
Right.
So the words from here to here matched. Here
so
to
side
here
by
matched.
Side. Both side going up side. And down, side by side.
All right.
The but, two times they touched, both words made sense.
And the downward.
And the downward made sense.
But my word wasn't starting on a word.
Yeah, your wife's
said,
right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why, though? But why?
There's why?
Because it didn't start. You can't just make a word in the middle of words. It has to start with another word. Or it has to be part of the word. No.
But everything made sense, though. But
everything made sense.
Each direction you read it, it was a proper word.
I would say no, too. I agree with her.
Now, were you agreeing with her just because it's me telling the story?
No.
Anyway,
would I get in an argument about it? No, I'd probably just want to finish the game and be done with it and let you win. But
what do you mean upset?
Because.
How upset?
I was upset, okay.
Did you bang the board? Did you knock
it off
the
table?
I was
like, this is stupid. I said, I'm never playing this with you again because you're cheating.
Right.
You're making up rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I didn't put my pieces there. I went in some other dumb spot. And then she went and used. Sorry, I used the two
she
words.
She used the spot
used
you
the
were going to put
words.
It on?
I used the two letters at the top, so I got 2 points. I used two of my side-by-side words,
yeah.
My one word, which was 2 points, and then she used that
to get the triple word score.
I was like, how is that a triple? How is that even possible? Yeah. Oh, you didn't start at the beginning either. You started also, in the middle.
She was also wrong
for that. You've been bamboozled. You've been hoodwinked.
Scrabble.
Yeah. She conned you.
I've already told her I'm never playing Monopoly with her again because she owes me like hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Why? Did she just give you big blinky eyes and say, can I miss the rent this round?
Can we keep playing? I just want to keep playing. I'm like, okay. And then she won one actual game of Monopoly and gloated. I'm like, you still owe me hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I've refused to play Monopoly. Now I refuse to play Scrabble.
Oh, well. What's left?
Win, lose, or draw.
Shatigo. Bust out the old Shatigo.
Oh, I should get a Crokinole board.
Yeah, that's what you should
do. I have one of those.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's then a man's game.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Ding.
And you go flick one. Yeah, right into her face. So they suck that. But the.
Oh, nice text. Not, Jamie was in the right. He should divorce his wife.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, man. And everybody else playing board games with your family.
It was going to be
23 hours a day.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What would be the biggest challenge if you had to do the show from your homes? Not seeing the joy I put on these two's face every day.
There was some talk that obviously the company prepares if we had to do that.
Yeah.
So there's some talk of like a Skype conversation kind of thing.
Sure.
Which would be a little weird because there's always a bit of a delay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking with Andy about it, the engineer.
It's easy for a solo show because they just patch in one person, but for three to patch in all three and then to hear each other and it would get weird. They're coming up with ideas in case that does have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep my hormonal pregnant wife from losing her mind in isolation? Help me.
Put on headphones.
Yeah.
Then you won't hear it.
Yeah.
So she'll still lose her mind, but you just will be.
Yeah. I mean, she's in control of her own mind.
Yeah. You got to be in control of your own emotions, right?
You can't control somebody else's. I mean, you can help the situation by trying to knock problems out of her way as often as you can. Sure. But,
I mean, your first problem was getting her pregnant, but that's too late now. Right? Yeah,
did your wives do anything wacky when they were pregnant?
No.
Didn't yours toot a lot?
Not a lot. She tooted in front of my dad.
Oh,
and it mortified her because she was laughing and then toots were coming like toot 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 as she was laughing. She was laughing harder.
I don't think that happened. It may have. I know that I tooted, and the smell of it made my wife throw up
while
when
she was pregnant.
Jesus. What's your favorite handshake alternative? Wave, salute, bow, elbow bump, hip bump? Well, those involve touching, so probably not touching at the moment.
It's a nod.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, salute. Your hands are a little close to your face.
I'd say the bow because I love it, but I just tweaked my back this morning a little and bowing. I might not get up. I might live here. This might be my home.
Yeah.
Isolating myself here. Would you guys go get my TV and my PlayStation and stuff if and bring me some food? If I had to live right here on the floor?
I guess so. I mean, if I had to come back to work anyway.
It's safer than going home if my back's
out. Who would change take your iced tea your pee jug?
Yeah, that's a problem, right? I guess none of you guys are willing to change my pee jug.
Maybe we could have a doctor come by and you could just have like a really long catheter. To go right to the toilet.
Newsroom and stuff stepping over my catheter tube. Oh, look, Chris is peeing again.
Hey, your chair's on Chris's catheter.
Yeah. it would be a great stunt for radio if we ran a catheter. But I don't know with the current health situation if people want pee running through the newsroom. But
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Even the equipment.
Yeah. Oh, we could go to like an aquarium store and we could just get our own, right?
Head to Big Al's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to make our own catheter?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not really down with
pump the filter up, the bubbler there, and...
I got a brand new garden hose at home I bought last fall.
That you are giving my urethra much more credit than it deserves.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like on the outside? Like just
either
use the garden hose?
We could get a funnel.
Yeah. Gravity might be a problem. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you could drill a little hole in the wall here and just put it down the side of the building.
Just run it down the side of the building. Or I could just go home and look my angry wife in the face and say, I know there's nothing to do at all with our kid right now, but it's all you for at least 24 hours.
My back hurts.
Yeah. When is the plow going to drop? Because it's snowing, James.
I don't think the plow's dropping
today.
There'll be no plows today.
No, there'll be two to four centimeters of snow. That's about it.
That means the BS won't stop.
How are you guys doing? Oh, it's very nice of you.
Oh, it's nice of you to ask. Fine.
Chris backwards went out.
Yeah, to be honest, my back a bit.
There was a point about 30 minutes ago where Chris had to go take care of business in the bathroom.
Can we not?
And he was
so much bathroom talk.
Sorry. Today. And he was, because you had tweaked your back a little.
Yeah.
You were fearful that you may not be able to leave the stall.
Yeah,
because back would go up.
Because it's the worst when I'm doing any bending.
Right.
Like, that's why I've been standing for the last hour, because sitting forces your body to bend, mm-hmm. which then, here's my back situation for those that don't know, because we're pretty new to Ottawa.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It will go into back spasms. I'll tweak something, and then it will go into spasms, and then I can't get up because it spasms so bad.
Yeah.
So the key when I tweak it is to do everything I can not to have it go into spasms. If I can get to about 6 hours after, I'm usually safe to avoid the spasm wave, and then I just have a sore back for a couple days, which is fine. It's the spasms that are what makes me crippled. So, yes. So I was afraid, because it just happened, Jason, that if I go sit down in that stall, getting up would be a problem, and then I would live in the bathroom stall. Yeah.
So,
and then I would never call you ever, because I do not want you two to come pick me up with my pants around my ankles in the bathroom.
It would have solved the catheter problem, though.
It would have.
Yes, it would have been a much reasonable place to go. But so far, we're so good. And that's another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
It does it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. Stay positive.
Keep on keeping on.
Stay away from people and wash your hands.
Just do what you're asked to do.
That's it.
It's better for everybody. You know, that's all. We know it's tough. Trust me. Everybody's going through
it. Yeah, it's a difficult situation that most people have never encountered before. But the longer we don't do it, the longer we'll have to do it.
Yep.
So, just do it.
Yeah.
That's
and be
it.
Kind.
Do it.
All right. TJ's up next. And here's some Kiss on 106.1 Shea. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.